Hey, Chattanooga, this is Greeny from Mike and Mike. More Press Row continues now on Chattanooga Sports Leader. It's ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Welcome back into Press Row here in the Home Rate Mortgage Studios at ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal, Jay Greeson, Wells Guthrie producing the show. Hoping everybody out there is having a terrific Thursday. Who's the real deal in sports right now? Tom Brady, Serena Williams, Kevin Durant? While you debate that, try the real deal at Hardee's. For only $4, you can get a double cheeseburger, spicy chicken sandwich, small fries, and a 16-ounce Coke. All for just $4. The real deal at Hardee's, which sponsors our hotline at 648-1051 here on Press Row. And it is a pleasure to welcome in on the Hardee's hotline our good friend from the Chattanooga FC, Coach Bill Elliott. Coach, how are you today?
How you guys doing today?
Doing fine, thanks. Are you en route or are you already in Chattanooga? What's your status?
I am en route, yeah.
Okay. What do you, of course, the big match Saturday, the friendly with Atlanta United, the MLS expansion team, it's their first match together as a team. What do you hope Chattanooga FC can get out of this friendly?
Well, for us, I think it is an opportunity to be active in a time of year that we're not normally active, and it gives us a chance to, we're using it to look at some of our current players that have been with us for a few years and see what kind of condition they're in the off season to know how we can move forward with them towards the summer, and also to recruit new players. We're bringing in a few new faces of players that we want to look at to see if they potentially can add something to the squad for the summer. So, but for us, it's mainly just overall we're looking at players, and you know, we want to measure ourselves as an organization against the highest level of soccer in this country. Atlanta United and the MLS is definitely that. And if we don't measure ourselves against the best, we'll never understand fully how we can grow.
Bill, what was your reaction when, whether it was Sean or whoever from CFC, what was your reaction when you learned that they were working on this and that this was going to happen?
Well, excitement. Are you serious? you know, because as an MLS franchise, Atlanta United, their payrolls, you know, I mean, the type of players and the money they're working with is just not, it's not even close to the same what we're doing. Besides the fact that they're in preseason, they're finishing up their preseason, and we're going to gather a bunch of amateurs together and have one training session and play them on a Saturday. So it was a little disbelief, like, really, we're going to do this? But also excitement, because it does give us a chance to measure ourselves as players, as coaches, as an organization, and kind of see where we're at and how we can grow.
When do you typically start, like, a training camp in your first? I mean, isn't your first match typically in, like, May or April maybe?
Yeah, so we typically play, like, first weekend or second weekend of May, and we usually start about a week before that, which is short notice, but a lot of the teams in our league are in a similar situation. So it's kind of a level playing field in that sense. You know, this is definitely not a level playing field, but at least we're in Findlay.
You're listening to Bill Elliott, the coach of the Chattanooga FC, here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Bill, thanks as always for taking the time. You referenced this as kind of a tryout kind of per se and a way to look at some of the young guys. How much greater has the interest of prospective players been considering the success of Chattanooga FC? I mean, are you guys getting inquiries from around the country now? I mean, explain that to us a little bit.
So, you know, with the success we've had, each year that I've been involved, the interest and the inquiries have grown exponentially. And it's grown exponentially again after our success last year, and then it's probably tripled or quadrupled just off the announcement of us playing Atlanta United. I mean, I've had agents calling me from around different parts of the world saying we represent this player and you know, your club's at a high profile now and we would like to, you know, work with your club. And so it's grown beyond what is the norm for our league in terms of players inquiring and reaching out to us.
Well, how many of those people are you going to invite in? I mean, is this now going to elevate your talent? Or are you going to go to a lot of the guys you're more familiar with? I mean, it puts you kind of in a difficult spot as the head coach and Sean McDaniel and the guys who kind of run this thing, right?
Well, yeah, it's an opportunity. So we are who we are. I mean, 9 of our 11 starters are going to be, you know, in the game on Saturday will be guys that are familiar faces to the people that follow our club. And then 2 or 3 guys on the bench as well. But then there will be, you know, some other guys that are now getting into the mix. And we're not working with any of the agents at this point to bring in those kind of guys. But you ask what was the level of interest in the club from people. And so that's indicative of the growth and the level of interest from around the country and the globe in terms of those people reaching out to us, you know. So, yeah, mostly it's going to be CFC former, you know, guys that have been with us. And then also there's 3 or 4 that we've already committed to for the summer that will be debuting in the game. And then there's another handful, 4 or 5, that we're looking at as possibilities for the summer.
Now, if you want to go ahead and break that news right now, if David Beckham's going to be there Saturday, you want to go ahead and trot that out there?
No, I don't think he's won. But, you know, if he wants to give me a call, I would entertain that.
Good enough.
You're listening to Bill Elliott, the coach of the Chattanooga FC, here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. Bill, what number, what year is this going to be for you with Chattanooga FC?
Number six.
What is the best team that your Chattanooga FC has faced through the first 5 years?
There's 2 teams, I would say. I think it was 2 years ago in the Open Cup, we played Atlanta when they were absolutely on fire. And that team was very good, the NASL Atlanta team.
Okay.
They were very good. And then also I think the New York Red Bulls, when we faced them in the national final 2 years ago.
Was that the one up there? Yeah, that was up there, right?
That was the one up there. And then, of course, I think the New York Cosmos we faced in the final, too. So, you know, those 3 games quickly come to mind as teams that were much better than most of the others we faced.
And it's asking as a total soccer novice, how much better is an Atlanta United expansion team that's never been together? I mean, never played a match together until Finley Stadium Saturday at 3 o'clock. But how much better on paper would an Atlanta United be compared to those 3 teams you just listed?
Significantly. It shouldn't even be close.
Wow.
Should not even be close. But, you know, we'll see. It's interesting. It should be fun. They're bringing in players from around the world on 6-figure salaries. One of the highest profile managers in the world. I mean, definitely in MLS. I mean, should be an uphill battle for us, but I think it's something that, we look at as an opportunity, as a challenge. And, we've made a habit out of surprising people, so we hope that once again we can be surprisingly competitive.
All right, now, and of course, I just used the term soccer novice. You didn't have to be a soccer novice to realize that the New York Cosmos B match, the championship match of the MPSL a couple years back, that drew 18-227, that stunned the soccer world. I mean, the entire, you know, certainly country and were amazed at the number of folks that filed into Finley. If you guys, even if they outshoot you 20-2, if you take this team to a draw Saturday, how shocking would that be to the soccer country and the soccer community?
That would be as shocking, if not more shocking, than the crowd we drew against the Cosmos, I would say. It's not supposed to happen.
Right.
But like I said, our guys are competitive and, I'm competitive. Our organization's competitive and we're going to try to put our best foot forward and see where that leaves us.
Bill, and I, this is just way out of left field, but I know you're a sports fan. Do you find yourself watching other professional sports and wondering what it would be like if somebody like LeBron James had picked up soccer instead of basketball?
You know, that's a topic that's always always comes up. And certainly, I mean, great athletes are great athletes, you know? I mean, I think that if they pick it up at an early age, they're gonna learn and be good at it, you know, if they take a liking to it. And just as I think LeBron James probably could have picked up soccer and been great at it, I think there's a whole lot of guys playing in the MLS that could have picked up basketball or something else and been really good at it as well. So, I mean, it's just there's so many options in this country. As a kid, I mean, I played six different sports, you know? I mean, and eventually you gravitate towards one, but that's the difference between our country and other countries. Other countries, there's one option, typically, soccer, you know? Here, kids are picking football, baseball, basketball, soccer, you know, and variety of others. So, but no doubt an athlete like LeBron James would be good at whatever he chose to do.
Well, listen, Bill, thank you so much. Safe travels up here. Look forward to seeing you on Saturday. And this town is still excited about what transpired last Friday night. And you turn around and here's the Atlanta United franchise playing its first match right here at Finley Stadium. So the job that all of you guys do associated with soccer in this community is just amazing. So thank you so much for joining us here on Press Row.
You're welcome. And look forward to being back with you guys in the future.
That sounds great. Bill Elliott, the head coach of Chattanooga FC, joining us. We'll reopen the Hardee's hotline, 648-1051. We've got two more prize packs to give to that match, one in the 4 o'clock hour, one in the 5 o'clock hour. So keep a listening. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.